Hello, podcast listeners. This is your host, Ryan Van Wyk, back with another episode a week later. Somebody wanted me to do a podcast on my movie reviews that I've watched for the week. Well, the last couple of days I've watched three movies. Movies that I've never seen, but obviously, in my opinion, they're good if you want to watch them. I watched this movie called Traded yesterday. The movie Traded is about a father who goes in search of his daughter who was sold into prostitution. And so the father, it's set during the 1800s, so it's set during Western times. The father was played by Michael Pare, I think. It's like P-A-R-E. And then the movie stars Trace Atkins and Chris Christopherson also. So it's, and also stars the guy Quentin Aaron, who plays Michael Orr in the Blind Side movie. And also stars Tom Sizemore as the owner of the brothel, and Trace Atkins also plays one that also owns a brothel. Also, I watched a movie called Come Down, yesterday. Now, it's a British horror film where these kids break into an abandoned building to party, and they don't realize that there's a serial killer in the building killing them off one by one. The only person I recognized in that film was Jessica Barden. And Jessica Barden was in the movie Hannah, which was a 2011 action film. So she was in that. And then the most recent one I just watched right now was the movie Hydra, where these people were dropped off in on the middle of an island. And so these four people, they had criminal records, and only two people I recognized in the film were George Stoltz and Texas Battle. And George Stoltz was known for his role on Seventh Heaven, which he was on it for the last five or six seasons. And then Texas Battle was best known for his role as the character Maddox in the movie Coach Carter, and also for his character Romero in the Final Destination 3 film. But the movie Hydra was based on these four people being dropped off on an island, and they don't realize that the mythological beast Hydra is on the island stalking off everybody that comes across. But those are the three movies I watched in the last couple of days. Also, just to let people know, for the people that are fans of golf, Tiger Woods was injured in a rollover car accident where his car rolled over, but he survived. But he is injured, and they're taking him to the hospital right now. The guy is one of the greatest golfers, but he was an asshole in the aspect of cheating on his wife and everything like that. But I'm not going to deny the guy does have, I'm trying to figure out what other movies to watch now. I think spring training is upon us for baseball, because of course they're going to start the season within a month or so. So they're going to be having spring training coming up pretty soon. And I can't wait to see how the Cubs do this year. And then the Bulls won yesterday because I didn't watch the game. I was sleeping. But I know that they won like 120 to 1 something. And they were playing Houston Rockets yesterday. Oh, this is a thing I was gonna there's a couple things I want to put in here. Last week, if you still have this or not, there was a recall on snowblowers. As winter storms sweep the U.S., you may be using your snowblower more than ever. And if it's made by the company Toro, it's time to check your model number. The company has recalled over 6,700 what they call Toro Power Max 826 OHAE snowblowers with the model not with the model number 37802 because of an amputation hazard. according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. The snow blowers were sold nationwide and online by Home Depot, Ace Hardware, and Toro authorized dealers between November of 2020 and January 2021 for around $1,200. But here's what the problem is with it. It has to do with the auger, that is the rotating corkscrew-like device that scoops up the snow, and heaves it through the discharge chute. Toro's has recalled the snow blowers, that have the augers that may fail to disengage when the control lever is released, meaning the auger might not stop spinning when it's supposed to. And this poses a high risk for injury and amputation, the company says. The firm has received 5 reports of incidents related to the auger failing to disengage when the control lever is released. And Toro wrote, but no injuries have been reported as of yet. If you have a Toro snow blower, turn it around and check the back for the model and serial number. And you want to look for the model number that's listed as 37802. That's the affected serial numbers can be found on the Toro website. On its website, Toro says if you have that model number, you should immediately stop using that device and contact an authorized dealer for a free repair, and find one by calling toll free at their line by using the online locator tool. So if you have a Toro with that model number, then don't use it, and then call back for an exchange or something like that. Also, I'm not against cloning, but I know some people are. But a black-footed ferret that was endangered has been cloned. Scientists have cloned an endangered U.S. animal for the first time, creating a black-footed ferret named Elizabeth from the frozen cells of an ancestor in a landmark achievement that boosts conservation efforts. Elizabeth Ann was made from the cells of Willa, another black-footed ferret who lived more than 30 years ago. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said as they revealed her to the world on Thursday. She was born to a surrogate mother in December, and scientists hope she will eventually be able to mate and help rescue the species from the brink of an extinction. And black-footed ferrets are one of North America's most endangered species, and they were declared extinct in 1979, but Wyoming rancher discovered a small population living on his land about 2 years later, and that group formed the start of a breeding program. All black-footed ferrets alive today are descended from just 7 individuals, the FWS said, which presents the unique genetic challenges to recovering the species. Elizabeth Ann's birth is a hopeful moment in the effort to boost its numbers because her potential offspring would diversify the species. Without an appropriate amount of genetic diversity, a species often becomes more susceptible to diseases and genetic abnormalities, the agency said in a statement. Genomics revealed the genetic value that Willa could bring to her species, added Ryan Falam, who's the executive director of the conservation organization Revive and Restore. And it was involved in the project, but it was a commitment to seeing this species survive that has led to the successful birth of Elizabeth Ann. To see her now thriving ushers in a new era for her species and for conservation-dependent species everywhere. She is a win for biodiversity and for genetic rescue. Elizabeth Ann's birth evokes the landmark 1996 arrival of Dolly the sheep, the first mammal to ever be cloned from the cells of an adult animal. But since then, cats, deer, dogs, horses, mules, rabbits, and other mammals have all been cloned, according to the National Human Genome Research Institute. But the full potentials and drawbacks of cloning remain unclear. Black-footed ferrets were added to the list of cloned animals due to their perilously low population numbers, and they are so close to extinction that about 120 of the species were vaccinated from COVID-19 in December. Rather than releasing Elizabeth Ann into the wild, specialists will care for her and study her at an FWS facility in Colorado. And the team is working to produce more black-footed ferret clones in the coming months as part of their research efforts.
Oh.
on here. Also, about a couple weeks ago, in Ohio, the custom agents had seized boxes of cornflakes that were laced with cocaine. Eventually, usually I've had cornflakes before. I'm not a big fan of cold cereal. I prefer the hot cereal, but of course, cornflakes usually has a white powder on top, which is sugar. But in this case, somebody laced it with cocaine, and that was intercepted at the border, so that was kind of a good thing for that. Yeah, my phone keeps going off with the frickin' Tiger Woods thing. Let's see what we got here. Okay, that was not exactly what I was looking for. Let's see. Now we're looking for anything and anything for new stuff. There's so many movies on this one. See, how I watched my movies was on that thing, Vudu, which is a very popular movie app that I have on my Roku stick. And so I watched the movies through the Roku, and that's how I was able to watch them. But you got like your choice of 7,000 movies to choose from. It would take me a long time to try to watch all of them. And every couple of weeks or something, they put new ones in. And my permit expires in a couple weeks, so I'm gonna have to renew it. My whole point was to not renew it, but my mom didn't take my drive time seriously, so now I told her, I said, once I renew my permit, you're gonna have to take the time seriously. I said, you can't. I said, when I wanna drive, you gotta get up, you gotta get your fat ass up and take me out driving. I said, you can't just sit at home all day playing fucking games all day on your goddamn computer. There's more to life than that. And man, there's a lot of drug stories coming out here. Look at this fucking one. Let's see what we found here. Oh, damn. See, oh, yeah, I've heard of that one before. Okay, a family in Phoenix, Arizona had found something unexpected stashed in their child's toy after picking it up from a thrift store in El Mirage. The plush glowworm was filled with approximately 500 pills that looked like fentanyl. It hasn't been tested to anybody's knowledge, said Phoenix Police Sergeant Mercedes Fortune, but just based on the markings and the way that it was packaged, they were believed to be fentanyl. As for what other parents should be doing, should do going forward, Fortune said that this family did the right thing. They inspected the toy before giving it to their child, and then they called the police when they found the pills. I'm very happy that these parents were quick thinkers. They immediately obviously called the police department and let us know about what they might have found. But more importantly, they acted very quickly in making sure that they were cleaning and that they were inspecting the doll to make sure it was safe and to make sure that they did all those things before they gave it to their kid. Traffickers have long used children's toys and other creative methods to transport drugs into the United States. But earlier this month, for example, customs agents in Cincinnati, Ohio, like I said this before, had seized cocaine-covered cornflakes. In 2019, three Georgia women stopped at a consignment shop in South Carolina and ended up purchasing a Lego box, only to discover that it was filled with 3 pounds of crystal meth. Man, people are just having a fun fucking time now, aren't they? And then I think, was it yesterday or a couple of days ago, we just hit the 500,000 mark for COVID-19 deaths. Not a good thing, but obviously we should be praying for those people that, even though I don't pray because I'm an atheist, but I said for the people who want to pray, you should pray for that family that's been losing everybody. I'm gonna have to get another memory chip because my memory chip on my phone, I can't put any more videos on it because it's now filled up. But the biggest memory chip they have is a 2 terabyte, and then you also got one that's a 1 terabyte. I've never been able to find the 2 terabyte, but I've been able but I found the one on Best Buy's website, but you can't go into the store and buy it because they don't have it in the store. You gotta go online to like their website and get it. So I'm gonna have to order it through Amazon, but it's the Best Buy chip, and that's a 1 terabyte, and that's equivalent to 100. It's equivalent to 1,000 gigs worth of memory, and you can never have too many gigs of memory. But what I do think is bullshit, though, and I just read this the other day. There's a guy in Texas because of the power of the power because of them not having the power that they need. Some guy got a bill, and the bill states that he the bill stated that he owed $16,000. The guy is fucking 70-something years old, and he have and I felt kind of bad because with those type of people being as old as they fucking are, they gotta try to save whatever little bit of money that they have. So he was trying to save whatever little bit of money he had, and he must have had about $18,000, and he withdrew all the money to pay off that bill. And now he's got nothing left. And now he's gonna have to start back from scratch, and there's no guarantee that he's gonna save that back up in time. Dumbass. An Arizona man is accused of, of faking his an Arizona man is accused of faking his death so that he could avoid going to work. The authorities in Arizona accused a man of going to extreme lengths to get out of work this month, saying that he faked his own kidnapping and bound his own wrist and gagged himself and invented a story of treasure in the desert. The man whose name is Brandon Souls was arrested last week on a charge of false reporting to law enforcement. The police in Coolidge, Arizona, said in a statement that outlined a scheme that they believe was intended. To get Mr. Soule's excuse from his job at a tire shop. In a statement, the police said that Soule's, who's 19, admitted during an interview with detectives that he had made up the kidnapping story, which led to his arrest. He was booked at the Coolidge Police Department and released with a court date, but Soule's did not immediately respond to a message on Tuesday, and it was not clear whether he had hired a lawyer. The police said that their investigation began about 5:25 p.m. on February 10th when officers responded to a call about an injured man in an area near the train tracks, near train tracks, houses, and a city water tower in Coolidge, but and the city boasts of about 13,000 people, about 55 miles outside of Phoenix. The caller reported that the man was going in and out of consciousness, and when the officers arrived, they found a man later identified as Souls, with his hands bound behind his back by a belt and a purple bandana stuffed in his mouth, according to the police. A photo from the police department showed the man with his hands tied while lying on his side in the ground. But Souls told officers that after completing an errand that morning, he returned to his home, where two masked men abducted him near his vehicle and struck him in the back of his head and knocked him unconscious, according to the arresting report. The men, according to Souls, drove him around in a vehicle before they left him in the area where he was found. The police said that Souls was taken to a hospital where he was evaluated and interviewed by the police. According to the department, he told investigators that he had been kidnapped because his father had a large amount of money that was hidden through the desert. And detectives tried to investigate his story, But after revealing surveillance video of the area and other evidence concluded that the story was fabricated and no kidnapping or assault occurred. The police said that they also determined that the account of hidden treasure was false. Soles worked at a car shop, the tire factory, where he installed tires and drove around the area to pick up parts for the store, the police said. A manager for the store declined to comment on the arrest on Tuesday, but according to Soles' Facebook profile, he no longer works there. And the Senate held the first public hearing into the Capitol assault on security failures, and stuff like that, so. See, I knew the Republicans are fucking greedy. The Democrats are trying to propose a $15 minimum wage, and Republicans said instead counter with 10. That ain't good enough. Republican Senators Tom Cotton and Mitt Romney proposed raising the minimum wage to $10 an hour by 2025. That ain't gonna be good enough. Biden has proposed a Bernie Sanders package, that backs a $15 an hour wage increase as part of the $1.9 trillion stimulus. The proposal comes as Biden reportedly doubts whether $15 an hour can pass, and a moderate Democrat suggested $11 an hour. Even $11 isn't good enough. To counter the Democrats' proposal of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, two Republican senators introduced a bill on Tuesday that maintained the 2025 timeline, but it instead would raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour by then. That's not good. That $10 an hour ain't going to be good enough by then. The Raise the Wage Act of 2025 that was led by Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont was included in the Democrats' $1.9 trillion stimulus package that passed out of the House Budget Committee on Monday. Republicans opposed the stimulus package as too large in general, but a new bill that was signed by Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas and Mitt Romney of Utah, they signaled bipartisan support for a minimum wage increase. The Higher Wages for American Workers Act proposes to gradually raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour by 2025, with the mandatory E-Verify, which would ensure that all workers who would receive the higher wages are legal. American workers today compete against millions of illegal immigrants for too few jobs, with wages that are too fucking low, and that's unfair, Cotton said in a statement. Ending the black market for illegal labor will open up jobs for Americans, and raising the minimum wage will allow Americans filing those jobs to better support their families, or bill does both. A summary of the bill said that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would destroy about 1 million jobs, and the said $10 an hour would be better for the labor market. No, it wouldn't. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen previously had said that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would have minimal effects on the availability of jobs. The government's nonpartisan budget keeper, the Congressional Budget Office, has actually looked at both numbers and their potential effect on the labor market. A 2019 report found that raising the minimum wage to $10 an hour would only cost about 0.1 million jobs, while a recent report said that $15 an hour could reduce employment by 1.4 million. Other elements of Romney and Cotton's bill include, after the race to 10, indexing the minimum wage to inflation every 2 years, creating a slower phase in for small businesses with fewer than 20 employees, raising civil and criminal penalties on employers that hire unauthorized workers, and providing $100 million annually in automatic funding for the E-Verify system. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said that he would support an $11 an hour increase, but Senator Kristen Sinema of Arizona has said that a minimum wage increase isn't appropriate for reconciliation. Actually, it is. The process Sanders wants to use for the race to 15. Although President Joe Biden has reportedly expressed his own doubts on whether the $15 an hour increase would survive in the final version of his stimulus package, but he and other Democratic lawmakers have repeatedly expressed their support for doing it to lift millions of Americans out of the poverty line. But raising the minimum wage is not just about economic justice. It is about racial justice, Sanders said on Twitter last Wednesday. Nearly half of Black and Latino workers in America make under $15 an hour, and we must end starvation wages and give 32 million Americans a raise by increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The insider's own polling shows a majority of Americans support raising the minimum wage to 15, which I do too. Hell, right now, if you make at least $15 an hour, I said at least you're not even though it still wouldn't be good enough, but at least you're not starving. And it would get people more money to save. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of movies to watch on this fucking voodoo thing, so I might just keep watching movies, and every now and then when I do my podcast, I'll bring up the movies I've watched, and then I'll tell you about them, and then stuff like that, and I'll tell you what ratings I give them. When it came to the movies Traded, Hydra, and Come Down, I think I gave Traded 5 stars, I think I gave Hydra 5 stars, and I think I gave the Come Down 4. But that's really about it there for that. And then I got my one book to finish up reading before I start my next one. I got so many damn books to get to in my damn room, I said, because I got so many damn books that I brought. I just keep reading them and reading them and reading them, and it makes it good for me. And there's nothing wrong with reading, because you can learn a lot of shit from reading. Like books and everything else like that. But somebody recommended to me yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to, and I've never seen the movie, but I heard of it, and somebody had said you should watch Star Troopers. Now, I couldn't find it on Tubi, because I didn't have it in there, but now Vudu does have it, only problem is you gotta pay for it on the Vudu app. And I'm not gonna pay for it when I got a selection of, movies that I could watch for free. So if they put it in as a free thing, then I will watch it then. But I guess I'll just have to deal with the fact that I'm not going to watch it now because I don't have the money to pay for it. And somebody also mentioned Tremors too, and I said I've heard of Tremors and I've never seen that movie either. I said I'm way behind on my movies of like of movies that I should have watched and never have. There's so many fucking movies on this goddamn thing. I said, hell. Oh, here's one called Ticks. Let's see what this movie's about. It's only an hour and 24 minutes. Okay, that might be a movie I might watch later. I do work tomorrow, but I don't have to work until like 4, so it gives me time to watch a few more movies. The movie Ticks is about, okay, this movie Ticks, okay, I know a couple people in this movie. The movie Ticks, basically it's an hour and 24 minutes, it's back from 1993. A group of troubled teenagers is led by social workers in a California wilderness retreat, not knowing that the woods that they are camping in have become infested by mutated blood-sucking ticks. The movie stars Seth Green. And it also stars Peter Scolari, Amy Dolenz, Virginia Kane, Michael Medeiros, Clint Howard. It also stars Rance Howard, Timothy Lamfield, and Ray Oriole. And Ray Oriole is actually he doesn't have a lot of movies, but he's only got like 24 movies and like 30 years of acting. But his most memorable role was that as the character Spider in Blood and Blood Out. There's a lot of horror films in this damn thing too, so you can watch a lot. Let's see what this movie was about. They got a, like I said, they got a lot of movies in here, and I just hit the 1,300 mark for like where I'm looking at for movies. Oh, here's a good one. This movie stars Willem Dafoe, but it's called Control. I'm also giving recommendations out for movies for people that might want to see it. This movie got 4 stars from the community. A sociopath on death row is given a chance to live if he agrees to take part in a chemical behavioral modification program. And the movie stars Ray Liotta, Willem Dafoe, Michelle Rodriguez, and Stephen Ray. I think that's how you say his name. It's REA. But I've always liked Ray Liotta. So any movie that he does is pretty good. And they also got a movie in here about John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer. Let's see, Beyond Loch Ness, that's the one about the Loch Ness Monster. I think that story was made up. I don't think there is a Loch Ness Monster because we've never seen it. And if the Loch Ness Monster did exist, we would have seen it by now. Same thing with Bigfoot. If Bigfoot really existed, we would have seen it by now. But I don't think Bigfoot exists. Same thing with Loch Ness. I don't believe any of them exist. They even got a movie in here about Jeffrey Dahmer, the serial killer, also. Oh, here's another weird one. Let's see if I would be interested in this. This movie's called Patient. After escaping a cult suicide, a paraplegic hospital patient is tormented by malevolent spirits and cursed to kill whoever hears her voice unless she offers up the soul of her innocent nephew in place of her own. That's a fucked up one. Maybe I might watch that later on. Or sometime this week, as long as it's still on there. Like I said, there's a lot of damn movies in here. With this Vudu app, because I was also watching Resident Evil, but because I don't want to overheat my because I don't want to overheat the Blu-ray player, every now and then I will turn off the Blu-ray and go to Vudu on the Roku stick and just switch back and forth between the two. So I spend a lot of time just bouncing back and forth between the two and just going like that. Me and my mom are talking eventually because we're gonna have to do it, and not just my permit, but I'm gonna need to get a car for myself once I get my license, because once I get my license, I would like to have my own car where I could drive myself to and from work. Only problem is, I live in an apartment complex, and there isn't enough space for people to have multiple cars, really. Me and my family have two cars anyway. My mom has one car, my uncle has the other. So if I decided to get my own car, we would have to move first before, so I could have a place to put it. And somebody recommended parking on the street. And the way that my apartment is designed, you can't park on the street because it's a busy road and it leads up to the highway. So parking on the street would be out of the question. But we're looking to move, and we're hoping to move within the next couple of years. We just got to get enough money saved. It's just that my fucking landlord pissed me off by not telling me that they raised the rent when I had signed my lease, and the rent's gonna go up again when I renew my lease in April. And the only leases that they do are 6 months and a year lease. So if we sign for a year, then the rent that we're paying right now is going to be 800. I said, who the fuck would pay $800 on the fucking dump that I'm in now? I said, nobody wants to fucking pay $800 on a shitty two-bedroom apartment that nobody wants to fucking fix anything in the building anyway. I said, hell, I've lived in this fucking apartment for 5 years too fucking long. And we've been wanting to move since we moved in, and then we just never had the money to move because nobody's been able to save up anything because none of us make enough money to do it. So I told my mom, I said, with my tax money, and if we do get the stimulus check, we're gonna throw that into savings and just save it. And then also when I do my taxes next year, for Meijer, then I'm gonna take that money and throw it in savings too, and just use that. But I should be able to get more money back because I make more money at Meijer anyway, then I should be getting more back in my taxes when I file. Hell, my sister starts her job next starts her new job in a couple weeks, or like maybe next week. I think it's March 1st. But I think she's getting paid somewhere between 16 and 18 an hour. And so you go where the money is. And of course, of all places, the job that she's doing is about damn near an hour away from where she lives at now. But she's hoping that they're promising that they're promising her the pay that they promised. So if they promise, so if she gets the pay that they promised her, then that's enough money for her to move out on, and that's enough money for her to save up so that she can get a new car. Because she's got a piece of shit car called a Geo Prism, and that car has so many damn problems. And she said earlier that it would cost about $4,000 just to fix up the car. And she says for that kind of money, she says she can get a new used car that's better and a better working condition. But I told my mom, I said, with her car, I said, with your car, I said, with your car also, I said, you're not gonna, it's not gonna last much longer. I said, within a couple years, you're gonna need a new fucking car anyway, or within the next year, you would. And because right now, the car that she has is a 2004 Pontiac Grand Prix, and that car's got like damn near 300,000 miles on it. I said, it's best right now to just save up the money and try to get a new car. But if you have about $4,000 to $5,000 saved, I said you could get a decent car. You can get a decent used car for that kind of money. But I told her, I said, quit going with cars that are 10 years and older. I said you need something that's like within the last 10 years. Yep. Let's see what we got tonight for anything. Let's see, Meyer shared something to me. Let's see what the message is. An announcement has been shared. Oh, something about hockey. Because you know how some people have their sports that they like. Yeah, something. God, yeah, every now and then when Meyer posts something, it like on the app, in order to be able to get this app and look at anything that's down there, you gotta be an employee of Meyer to be able to read the comments. Some guy's being a dick here, but I can understand his point. He basically stated, give us our appreciation bonus back and hazard pay. How much profit is this company making from our daily risks and hardships continuing to work? The pandemic is not going to end anytime soon, and COVID will continue to mutate and become more dangerous, and this company must compensate us adequately for what we are doing. Meijer needs its employees more than we need it, and you could do more. Yeah, basically, I can understand wanting the appreciation and the hazard payback. But basically, Rick Keyes, who's the CEO of Meijer, has no control over whether we get the hazard pay back. It has to pass the Senate. So basically, with that COVID relief package that Biden's trying to pass, it has to be approved by the Senate, and then we won't know what they're going to give us and what they're not going to give us. But Rick Keyes has no control over giving us the hazard pay back. That has to go through the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency. But I can understand their point because I can understand that we do need it. Because when I was working for Meijer last year, and they started doing that bonus pay, and it went from March to June, and originally it was supposed to end in May, and they extended it for like another month. And during that 3 month period, my checks were averaging about $350 to $400, and I said, and that extra money did help for a little bit, but obviously I didn't do what I should have done, saved it. But if we do get the hazard payback, which would be a good thing, it shouldn't be $2, it should be $5. And that would be more money for me to put away and save up on. Okay, that's really all for today, to talk about. Now, to really leave it off with this, if you to show your support for the podcast, you could donate if you want. You could donate by helping out and supporting the podcast. So every week I will post a podcast. And you can show your support by listening in and donating. And what you'll be learning from the podcast is just anything and everything about my life and everything else. But also with your support, it could go a long way. And that's really about it there. So, but I'll leave you guys, I'm wondering. So. Hello, podcast listeners. This is your Ryan. This is your host Ryan, Van Wyck hosting, also known as Ryan PR for the PR standing for my middle initials. To start it off for this week, I just hit my 1 year anniversary at my job, Meijer, which is a pretty good accomplishment because the only other job I lasted at longer was the newspaper route, which I hated, and I did a newspaper route for 9 years. Eventually, quit that because they didn't pay shit. At least on that part. And Meijer's a lot better. They offer benefits. So, and this coming Saturday, my vacation time kicks in, but I have to. But and I'll be happy to take that once I get enough money saved to do like a traveling thing. And also Meijer is becoming a dangerous job to work at only because of what I witnessed on Sunday. I was working 7 to 2 on this past Sunday, and a fight broke out at Meijer, and I witnessed the whole damn thing. Some guy came in; he looked like he was drunk or fucking high on something, and he started shit with a couple people, and so we get and we called management, but management can only do so much. There was no LP there at that particular time. LP is like our line is our like our is like our lead protector person. And they watch the cameras only to see who's stealing and who's causing shit. Obviously, that's just how it was there. And when this fight started at 7:30 to 8, it started between 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning. I was like, this is too fucking early for this shit. We're hope mom, me and my mom. Are hoping that this second round is, that there's another round of stimulus checks pass because we're gonna need to upgrade our car basically in the point of her car's a 2004, so it's not gonna last long. So and it's got too many miles on it. She's hoping to get another year out of it, but I said right now I said start saving up some money so we can actually start getting this I'm still reading my one book though too, so eventually I'll hold off on that for right now. And I gotta work 4 to like 10:30 tonight. At my job, Meijer. Hopefully there isn't anything that goes on today when I'm working because I hate working. In the aspect of when something bad goes down, I'd like to work when something positive is going on. And I went out and got a memory chip for my phone yesterday because I filled up the memory chip that I currently have, so I got to take that out and put the new one in so I can go back to putting my videos on that memory chip. I was looking for a 1 terabyte, but the 1 terabyte wanted but the 1 terabyte's like 1,000 gigs worth of memory, and they wanted like $300, and right now that's money I don't have, so I had to go with the cheap with the 512 again. Which 512 still isn't bad. And the Cubs won their preseason game yesterday, which I'm happy about. But they're still not gonna, but who knows how far they're gonna go. I was reading up yesterday, and Angelina Jolie had had a painting that was once owned by I think it was a Churchill painting, and of course she's gonna add a hefty sum to her a massive fortune already. Angelina Jolie had sold a Churchill painting, and it sold for $11.5 million. I was like, well, that's a big chunk of change right there. Yeah. I never get that lucky. I'm trying to get anything like that. because they would rather fuck around and not pay attention to the woman in their bed. I'm like, well, this is why relationships don't last, because you don't take the time seriously. And what I'm meaning by that is that when a woman comes, he made a one yesterday. My sister, I don't see her too often anyway. I only have one sister. He might be able to hit 100 threes, but he might not have the same amount. He's 59 points away from 4,000. If he didn't miss that one year, he would have had it. 4,000 points. He passed me 3, but doesn't shoot it consistently. 32, and I'm going to be 32. His birthday is a couple of days before mine. Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking up my sports scores from yesterday. I know the Bulls lost yesterday, and they're not going anywhere anyway. But anyway, but right now, I'm also meeting up with a couple people. I think there's a couple girls that I'm hitting it off with. One of them's at my work. So I'm hoping that maybe something will come out of it. But I'm gonna have to cut this short because I got other stuff to do. I got some running around to do, so I'm gonna cut my podcast short for today. But I'll probably be back within the next couple of days or so to film it, to upload another one, so I can get it going.